Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the show titled Pending and We're Drunk. I'm the host with the mouse, Pagosi, and we have the queen here tonight, but I have to send her the call number. So what we're going to do is, wow, we still got Big Sloan's music on here. We're going to play some music. Oh, I forgot I could have music on here. And you guys could also call in if you're listening. I don't think anyone's listening live, though. But if you guys are, the number is 515-605-9775. And, yeah. But for right now, let's listen to the song while we do other stuff. While we get this, like, set up. Okay. Yeah, totally drunk. I am drunk. I'm live, but I'm drunk. We're live on the radio, but I'm faded. Oh, there's Queen. Queen's in the building. Hey, Queen. Poe is very drunk. I'm just checking my text. Okay. So now, I'm going to take this off speaker.
And I'm just talking to the phone. Yeah. All right. So, guys, we're live. The name of the show is Title Pending, and we're drunk. Let's bring on the Queen. Hi, Queen. Yeah.
Hey, hello
Queen,
there.
We're here. We're live. Yay, finally. It's been a long time.
Right?
We've been live. I know. Like, at least on a podcast. I mean, we do up live sometimes and like games, video games.
It's been a minute though.
There's been a minute since we did an actual podcast. I know. We always say we're gonna do one, like today. It's like, let's do one because
I know.
I always either get too faded or I pass out or, like, I just start watching The Magicians. But I'm like, no, today we have to do a show because it's awesome. But The Magicians is awesome, don't you think? I like that show.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you said.
It's magic. It's
I'm
magical.
Sorry, what did you... Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
the,
magical.
The Magicians, yeah. Quentin Coldwater, yeah.
Oh, The Magicians, don't get me started. I love Margo.
Margo. Yeah, she's really cool.
Her name is Margo,
like,
right?
Yeah. She's cool because she's like the one that tries to be more fun, and the other ones are always angry and, you know, trying to be evil.
I know.
Well, her and Elliot just
the other ones
get
act like they
fun.
Have a stick up their butt.
Yeah, they all just want all the power for themselves, and they're greedy. And then they just want to get
faded
and have a party.
I thought sharing was caring, but, you know, certain things, but magic, I mean, come on, we got to share it.
I know. How can they have all of it? One person can have all. And then the magical dogs. Yay. And then, Elliot's awesome, too. He's magical.
I love Elliot. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's so cool, and then, like, he's always getting faded. It's like, I don't know, that's just... Once I saw them getting faded all the time, I was like, oh, I could see why this show is the best. It's, like, it's magical.
I knew you would like it.
I know, right, Queen? Yeah, you told me about it, and then I started watching it. I was like, I could see what she's talking about. At first, I was kind of tripping. I didn't get it. But then once they got to the school, I was like, okay, this is the best show ever. Like,
yeah.
Once he meets Elliot, that's when the show really starts. When he meets Elliot, that's like when everything just...
Yeah, that show's pretty cool. I really like it. Excuse me. Oh, snap, you hear that? Hiccup, burp.
Yeah, that's when you get, like, barely faded. You're just at the hiccup start.
That's what happens when you drink alcohol.
Yeah, and then you feel very magical, and you feel great, and then you're just like, the name of the show is the title pending, but that's what happens, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we weren't sure what to title it, so it's pending, you know.
It's still pending. Like, it's pending now.
We'll think of it later.
I know, right? We'll think of it tomorrow when we wake up, like, before, after, like, my hangover's gone, and I'm like, yeah, the title will be, like, getting up on the cat, like, yeah. Where's the title? Try to look for it.
They're gonna be like, what title? What are we talking about? What the fuck? I wonder what, man, I was faded.
What were we talking about last night? We were talking about the magicians. That's what happened. We were getting drunk with Elliot, and then that's what
I
happened.
I know, right?
Oh, okay. He gave us some of those green potions that he makes, and then he's like, how do you guys feel? The title's pending, Elliot. We can't remember how we feel right now. Feel good. Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah,
that
definitely very good.
Very good, yeah. That would be crazy if we could get like Elliot on the show or something. That would be really crazy. Like he's
if
just
we
here
can get Bone on
me.
The show, it'd be the best.
Yeah, definitely Bone. Like I said, I'm gonna have to bother Crazy. I'm just gonna be like, look, I'm just starting a podcast, but I really want you on the show. I know right now Queen's gonna be like, oh,
me
yeah.
too.
For real.
Absolutely.
That,
oh
like
my God,
if
you have no idea. Sorry.
I know, right? Like, if I'm very faded, though, I don't think I would get that nervous. But, like, right, the way I'm feeling now, I wouldn't get that nervous. But if I'm sober, I'll probably get nervous.
Yeah, same here.
But anyone could talk a lot of good stuff with him and Keith because they talk about real shit. We talk about real shit. We talk about.
For real.
And they like to get faded. We like to get faded. So it would be a good show. I think it would be one of the best shows.
It sure will.
Best collaborations
it sure
ever.
Will.
Yeah, it would be one of the best collabs ever. Yeah, I'm going to bug him. I'll find a way to get him on here. You know how I think I could get him on here? If I make videos and I start getting out there with the show or, like, with my videos, and then, like, he'll be like, oh, okay, Poe's doing something. I don't know. Or maybe we just, like, me and you, we do more shows where we talk about some real shit, which we have. We have a lot of shows out there.
And we always do.
Yeah, all our shows are, like...
Drunk or not,
so
we always talk some real shit. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Whether we get faded, yeah, we... go into some deep topics, yeah. And it's just like, real shit. And it's crazy, though. Remember, we were talking about some stuff, like, weeks before or, like, a month before, and then him and Keith were talking almost about the same thing. And I started tripping out because I told you, Queen, check out the show.
Because great minds think alike, Poe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And then you were all telling me, Poe, they talk about, like, the same things we say. I'm like, right? Like, we should totally collab and just talk about all
I just
want to,
like,
stuff.
Sit right there, you know, on the table with them also and be like, you know what, you're so right. Definitely, like, hey, let me put my 2 cents in. Yeah, you know what? Okay, cool.
Yeah, just have your little microphone there and stuff. Right, like, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about other stuff because I know they talk about a lot of stuff, but I want to talk about, like if they were on the show, I would tell them stuff like, you know, what do you guys think about, like, all these girls dancing and being e-thoughts? Because thoughts are, like, hoes now. It's what they call them now. And now they call themselves electronic thoughts. So what the hell? And then now they're trying to do that as a career. Just basically sit there and, like, talk to guys and act crazy. And they go to my special site for $4.99 a month or whatever the hell it is.
Oh,
you know?
Hell no.
And it's kind of sad. Like, I don't like to see the youth going down that path. I think girls should be, I don't know, enjoying their young life, not trying to be a hoe. I mean, what do you think, Queen?
Seriously, these girls are trying to grow up so fast, and they don't even know. Like, seriously, a lot of these little girls think that because the way they dress, they're like, oh, fuck yeah, you know, I'm going to fucking call all this attention. But, and you know, in their mind, they're not keeping in mind that, hey, there's a lot of disgusting perverts out there, old or young, whatever it is, you know, males, female, you know? So, I mean, these people then, you know, end up doing something to these poor girls, you know, because of the way they're dressed and whatnot. And then it's like, well, she provoked me because she obviously wanted me to see her because look at the way she's dressed, blah, 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 you know what I mean? First of all, little girls shouldn't be wearing clothes. They shouldn't be wearing, like, little, you know, too revealing,
Yeah, like little skirts or really short or really tight shorts or
for real,
things
like
that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That thing that you're trying to do look good, yeah, don't try to do it so much, you know, out in public, because then people get the wrong idea. And it doesn't matter what people say or think about you, you know, but at least, you know, respect yourself as, you know, as a woman or a girl or a human woman, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. And I was talking to my mom about this today, and I was saying, because I'm on a lot of live stream sites because I do gaming, but because of doing gaming, I sometimes see, so who else is live? And it's just all these girls, and they're like, oh, I'm an Ethot, and I do these fantasies, and you can go to my Snapchat for some. I'm like, really? Really just want to be there in front of the camera all day and make money like that, which is whatever, if that's your career. But you can be creative, like what I'm saying, or same with guys that just want to show their muscles or, you know, whatever. You can be creative and like talk and have intelligence and creativity,
yeah,
and artistic value.
You don't have to,
talent.
You know, sell sex to people. Like, really, you
right.
really don't.
It doesn't have to be just about looks, yeah, and sex. Like, and that's sad.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that's what it's all about. Oh, no one will click on me unless
right.
I look good. Or I have some kind of plastic surgery or I work out. No, if you're a cool person, people are just going to watch you because you're, I don't know, just entertaining, funny, and
I know, right?
Talented. Yeah.
Like us.
Right. I'm not over here. Like,
for real.
There's one guy that I know that, like, he's a friend. He does gaming. He says, why don't you get a six-pack, and then you could just, like, show your six-pack and girls will send you money. I'm like, nah, I have pride. That's like a, you know, like, if I get in shape, it's going to be for my health, not to be showing nobody or for money.
Right.
That's like being a male hoe. And then, see, that's what I'm saying. It also goes to the guys. Guys do it too, but like not as much as girls, I guess. But I just always think it's kind of sad. I wish we could put out this message to them that you don't have to do that. I mean, if you want to do it once in a while,
right?
you want
to you don't
do
have to degrade yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to degrade yourself for clicks or views. If you're just a cool person and you've got a good personality and a good soul, a heart, people are going to want to watch you or just listen to what you got to say.
Yeah, and they're
like going to
get
right?
addicted. They're going to be very
addicted.
Yeah,
they're
going
to get addicted either way. You don't got to show nothing. You could just be in your face or whatever with your clothes on, you know. It doesn't.
Hey,
be,
Poe, how do I go on my live stream?
Oh, yeah,
when
that's
I
right.
go on.
You know, Queen, when she goes on, she doesn't show nothing. And sometimes it's just her with, like, all covered up with her sweater and pants and then or her onesie and then, like, just a mask and then a hoodie and then you barely could see her eyes. And that's it. Like, and then she'll get a lot
of people
in there.
Sometimes I can show my eyes.
So it's just the eyes.
And
but, you
I'll
know,
still have, you know, like thousands of viewers.
Thousands of viewers, tons of followers, likes, clicks, all the stuff that people think they're
right.
going to do to get. And no, it's just because she talks about cool stuff and she's a cool person. And people listen to what she says and she plays good music and good personality. So there's the proof,
thank you,
guys, Paul. That you don't have to. Oh, you're welcome, Queen. You're the best. And yeah, you,
no,
guys,
you are.
That's the proof. Oh, thank you, Queen. Yeah. Now I'm turning into a cat again. I'm like, oh, my ears
no,
are going
seriously.
Up. Like,
don't touch that teddy.
Teddy. Oh, Teddy the kitty. Yeah, but that's the proof, everyone, that you don't have to degrade yourself to get views. So if you want views, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
I like views, too. I get a lot of views on my game things, but I don't even show my face. It's like a little wizard animation that my cousin made me now. And that wizard
mm-hmm.
just says, hello, I'm the drunk wizard. And, like, you know, it's not sexual at all. It's just funny. And so, like,
mm-hmm.
that's the proof. You don't got to be, like, yeah, a hoe to get views.
Yeah, you don't
so
have
really
to
well.
Bounce your, you know, whatever it is. You don't have to degrade yourself for people to like
yeah,
you or for
you
people
dress...
to look at you. I mean, you are going to get attention, but not the attention that you actually want.
Yeah, it's just going to be attention from some, I don't know, maybe like you might get a real person, but you won't know which are real or which are the pervs, you know. You won't be able to like distinguish because there's going to be so many of the pervs in there. And then we should start a trend though, Queen, where girls dress up elegant, like, you know, the times of like Cinderella in 18th century.
Oh my God,
that cool for
I
live
wish
streaming?
I could.
What if that was like cool for live streaming? Like they like this new thing where they have like a table with the old school mirrors and then like they got the dress and they sit there with a book and talk elegant. Like, why can't we have ladies do that? We should bring, that should be the new trend,
right?
guys. Not ethos. Ethos,
hey,
Poe,
you know how I'm such a trendsetter, eh? I'm going to start dressing like, you know,
you
like
start
those,
it. Like, you be there, like, yeah.
Those people, you know,
dress.
Back in the day, you know, I don't know what century,
yeah.
but I don't know what century's name, but yeah, you know, like, all covered up.
I love that stuff. And I also want to be like in a suit with my like little pocket watch and my little thing, my glass eye, and then my top hat.
Like a cup of tea? Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, I would love to walk around like that. I think we should bring that back. Why can't we bring that back? Like if they have all these people like half naked. Yeah, why can't we bring like 18th century vampires and like, you know, poetry, like Edgar Allan Poe and vampires. I just think that should be the new trend. Bring back real romance, bring back real feelings and poetry and magic.
I know, right? For real, real stuff.
Not
real
all
fake,
like, oh, I'll dance for you in my shorts if you send me money and I'll lie to you about how much I love you and blow you kisses on the couch.
Hell no.
That's so fake. Come on. It's not even a good act.
People ask me, hey, Poe, when people ask me, do you have a Snapchat premium? I'm like, oh, my God. I get so offended when they even ask me if I have a Snapchat.
Oh, my
God.
That's what I'm saying. All these girls are like, I have my special Snapchat and my special OnlyFans, which you know what that means. I'm like, special.
Don't you ever ask me that.
I know. Tell them, no, I'm a lady. I'm not a, yeah, I'm a lady. That's
the thought. You're asking me for porn, you know, like, hey, so what's your porn, you know, website, basically?
Yeah, that's what it is. And people are trying to, like, call it the special Snapchat or the special OnlyFans page. Come on, special. Yeah, it's not special. It's like, it's just, you know, trying to. Yeah, and what's sad, I see a bunch of these girls saying, oh, this is my career. I'm actually an ethos, and that's how I want to make my living. I'm like, what? That's really sad. Like, there's so much more you could do with your life, especially when you're young. There's a lot more stuff to life than just, I don't know, being
then
short.
Then just, you
like,
know, people to, you know, just, I mean, there's more to life than just wanting attention. You know what I mean? Kind of started there.
Yeah, they could actually, like, show their talent. Now, there's this one girl that's kind of like a thought on Live Me, and she actually knows how to sing and play piano, so I'll give her props for that. But at the same time, she doesn't need to be doing the whole thought thing. If you can play piano, you can sing, she should just really chase that career. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Right?
Why not?
Real.
Like, hey, get rid of, like, trying to dance half naked and just do the music thing. Because if you have the talent, why sell yourself short, you know? Yeah, that's what I say.
Right?
And same thing for the guys.
Because they're just
like,
oh,
you know?
I'll take what I can get, I guess, you know. They're not seeing
I'm
more like, no,
music,
I want this.
I'm just be, yeah, no, yeah, you go for it. Like, whatever you want. Like, in podcasting.
Yeah, I want
or whatever. Yeah, I want it. I want it now. I want it.
I want
year.
It now. God damn it!
Like,
it's my
I just want another. It's my life. I'm gonna be a singer or a piano player or a poet. Like, I want to be a poet, but I don't know, like, how to make money with it. But it doesn't matter. I'd rather like be real than to do something fake and be like, well, this is fake. I don't even like what I'm doing, but I make money. You know?
Huh? For real.
I'm going to just do it because everyone else is doing it. Like, all the guys dressed
like
this.
Yeah, I know.
Cause and they get views. Yeah, and they get views on their, like, you know, like, all the guys that do gaming, they all color their hair. Like, I'm not going to do that. People are like, oh, if you just color your hair and grow it long, all the girls.
No. You're good. No, you're good.
See, and I listen to you. I listen to what the queen says. Queen told me I don't color my hair. And I listen to her. I don't listen to the people because the people, they're just like, well, do whatever you got to do to get the views. But then that's dumb because I'm being fake. I'm not being true to myself. Pose.
Yeah.
Being,
what about
you?
Know,
real.
Like,
gotta be
real you. You
the
know?
The real thing, I like to dress in suits. I like to, you know, have my hair like a vampire. I like candles. I like to write poetry with a feather pen dipped in blood of my enemies. You know, shit like that. But as crazy as that sounds, that's original. Like, nobody else doing that.
Hey, Pose.
You know,
hey, Poe, but
queen?
Nobody was harmed in the making of this radio show, though.
No one harmed, even though I had fantasy violence. Yeah, so don't stop. Don't try to shut us down. This is rated R. We should be getting worse than that. I stick the pen into their neck, and then I use it for ink. No, just kidding.
Don't move.
Just, like, post...
Imagine
don't
me move,
making life
streams
where I'm their queen, and I have the candles, and I'm in a suit, and I'm, like, writing poetry. I mean, that would bring back, like, you know, the romantic era, the era of art and poetry, the Renaissance. Come on, we got to bring that back. I'm going to bring it back. I'm like, guys, you don't have to show your six-pack. Girls, you don't have to show your shorts or whatever else that they do. Yeah, or,
for
like,
real.
You know, have the shirts where you show your whole belly. No, like, just be real.
Everyone should just watch the originals. That show right there.
Right,
will,
watch
kind
the
of,
originals,
you know,
and dress like that, or watch The Magicians and be like,
yeah,
Margot
speak like
and
them
Elliot.
Too.
Be like Margot and Elliot when they're in the castle, the way you dress. That's gentlemen and ladies, you know, if you want
to
know.
I would love to dress that way, you know.
Me too. I would love, like, those
big old
nice
poofy dresses.
Suits. Yeah, those elegant dresses that were just so, like, I don't know, they look like a work of art, but they covered everything, but women look so elegant. It was, yeah,
I know, right?
They look elegant. And now they just look trashy. I got to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of attractive, but not when they're all doing it. Like, it's cool if there's that one girl that does it, but if they're all like that, it's like there's no originality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's like, it's like they all want to be that. No, you could be original girls and you could be talented. And you don't have to degrade yourself for views. You could,
for real,
I don't know, write like
don't
a poem
stupid.
That no one ever wrote, or like a song, or just a thought that no one thought about, an idea. Like, yeah, like you, Queen, you would always talk about such cool stuff on your live meet. Like, people would just be listening for hours. You'd be talking about all kinds
mm-hmm.
of ideas and like the universe and the moon and Kepler. High Brazil and music and magic. Like, we would be listening there. Remember, you used to have us in there till 3 in the morning, from like 9 in the afternoon to like 3 in the morning. Remember? And nobody would leave until you signed out. It was like,
I know, cool. Right? That's crazy how
remember,
people
it
would
was
just
like
sit there
and
actually watch me.
And 007 and Ryan. Remember, we would stay there till 3 in the morning. It was crazy. And I wouldn't even
I
be
know.
Tired because it was
so
such good vibes.
Up.
Yeah, we'd be just having fun in there, like just chilling and. Yeah, and other people too, like even not just us, but like other people would just be listening to everything you were saying.
I know,
so
right?
Cool.
It's crazy though, how to have all those people just sitting there watching me, you know, be me and talk about, you know, whatever it is I'm talking about that day, you know, but that's pretty cool, you know. I mean, and then, you know, people inbox me every now and then, like, hey, when are you going to go live? I'm like, yeah.
I know. Remember, people kept saying, when
it,
are you going to do
like
another
me,
show?
You know, crazy people live.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. Hey, remember I was bugging Crazy, and he actually went live. So props to Crazy. He
Yay!
Does read tweets. Woo! I got to give shouts out. Yeah, thank you for actually
he's
doing
so
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I should bug him more often, but I feel kind of bad. He's going to be there. Like, this guy never says hi to me, but then he's like, when are you going to go live? Like, you know, I just come out of nowhere. But I should
no.
just reply to his other tweets. No, I should just go there and, like, talk about the other stuff he's talking about, and then just like, reply. He was talking about some
yeah.
new show. I think there's going to be a new live stream with him and Bone, like a concert, I think. It's called, like, it was all a stream. I forget. But, yeah, we got to watch that. That's going to be badass.
Oh, man. Just telling me now.
Yeah, I gotta find out the date. It's on my Twitter, though. That's the only reason I keep Twitter. It's mostly because of him. And that's, yeah, it's like Bone and then a couple other people. But the other crap on there, all the hoes and the drama, I don't care. It's like people can say what they want.
The haters.
Haters and the ethos and like this and that. Like, I don't care.
And the stupids. Nah.
And the stupids, yeah. And all the thirsty people. Just,
for real, those
thirsty
people are
people,
like
the thirsty people.
Coughing
the only people
out
I like
dirt.
Are people, yeah. The only ones that I like are the ones that are thirsty for beers. If they're thirsty for beers, they're cool. Those are the thirsty people that need to be like
yeah,
the most
yeah,
popular.
Beer.
Thirsty for like Corona.
Thirsty
familia.
For life. Thirsty for beers.
Thirsty for yeah. Thirsty for magic and poetry and everything like that. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. I like when we do podcast queen because we always talk about the real stuff and we bring the magic all the time. And, oh, we have to give shout out to Tommy Flames. Tommy, you got to call
oh,
in
yeah,
next time.
Tommy.
Are you out?
That's
should I
my
get
nerd.
Him on here?
Huh?
Yeah, what's up? Should we get him on here? Well, we only got like 5
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah,
well, maybe. We could get him on.
Next time.
Let's see.
Can we?
Next
well,
time because...
We should.
Okay.
Well, next
so
time then.
Tommy, tomorrow then, I'm going to tell him, hey, me and Queen are going to be live. Would you like to join? Because today he was in my live chat, you know, because I was in the video chat, and he was, like, in there chilling, and we were talking about, like, virtual reality and how I thought, like, everyone's too much into computers. But he was like, I like virtual reality. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but I want to go out and be in nature part of the day. Like, I don't want to be on the computer all day, like, you know. Like, now I try to just be on the computer, and it's the burps. I mean, it's the hiccups from the drink. Remember,
oh my God,
though?
I'm sorry.
That's when you know you're very faded and magical.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll get him on here tomorrow.
That's just my body reacting, okay, you guys? It's not me, I swear it. I don't
no,
have the hiccups. It's my body.
Me too. Like, one time when I drank, but you know what it is? It's not so much that you drink a lot, it's when you drink fast. One time when I was just chugging beers,
yeah.
I chugged like 3 in a row, I started getting the hiccups really bad. And then my cousin and my friend, they were like, you're drunk, dude. I'm like, no, I just chugged them too fast. That's all. It's like when you eat too
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I'm not drunk. I just drink alcohol too fast.
Yeah, you just chugged it, and then it's like bubble. The bubbles are coming up. That's all it is. It's like the bubbles are coming up into your mouth. It's like, yeah. So, yeah, I love the show. Our show is awesome. So this is the Paul and Queen show,
know,
guys.
Right?
And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you guys want to be a guest and talk about some real shit, then come hit us up. Or if you just want to be drunk with us, hit us up. But please be respectful to my sister. No thirsty people or nasty people. If you are, turn your mic off.
Thank you, Paul.
Respectful, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I got to say that publicly on Facebook, you guys. Don't mess with my sister. Yeah, please be respectful. It's okay that you like her.
And don't mess with Paul either because it's on. You mess with Paul, you mess with me.
Yeah. Yeah, don't mess with Poe either.
Really?
Don't mess with the queen because I'm going to get mad. And like, yeah, you guys, just be respectful. And respect all women.
Don't be thirsty. Please.
I mean, like, if a girl's interested, then okay. But don't. If she says no, don't keep pushing the issue. Just be like, cool.
Oh, for real. Right. Why? What the fuck do you mean like?
Right.
Shit, man. I said no, I'm not sending you nothing. So why are you asking again? Do you not know how to read that?
Right. People just be like, oh, are you going to date me now? Like, after you said no 100 times. Oh. And then, like, they think, like, if they ask tomorrow, it's
for real.
Like,
if I tell you, do you mind? If they say, do you mind? And you say, yes, I do mind. And then they keep asking. It's like, hello? Do you not know what do you mind means? I don't know why people answer that. You know, when people say, oh, do you mind? And people are like, yeah. They're saying, yes, they do mind. But some people, they'll catch that. And it's stupid.
Yeah, I really do mind.
Don't be thirsty. I do mind.
Yeah,
as
don't
a
be
matter
thirsty. Yeah, guys, don't be thirsty. Just be like cool. Because if you're cool, then you'll have like more female friends and they'll be happy to be around you. But if you get annoying or thirsty, they're just gonna either block you or not gonna want to talk to you. And so like that.
For real.
So that's what it is. I'm never really thirsty. I'm just like kinda like because most of the girls will come into my chat because I'm doing the gaming, but then we'll just talk about Mobile Legends. But I'll never be like, hey, so you want to get married now? Because we like the same game. Like, that's stupid. Like, that would just be like really dumb, you know? But there'll be guys that do that to them. Like, some of them were telling me, yeah, there's guys that they want to get married now because they play the same game. Like, that's kind of dumb. Like, you're just gaming. Yeah, like it's crazy.
Because the same game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, no, for me, it's like I just want people just to talk to people that like want to talk about Mobile Legends because I like Mobile Legends and that's it. It's not like I'm going to be like, hey, so you're a female, so maybe we should get married. Like, what the hell? You know,
for real.
That's how they act. But like, and people always tell me, like, hey, Poe, you're cool because you don't ask for marriage right away. I was like, yeah, I don't. I just say, like, I just be like, what's your favorite character in the game or whatever? Yeah, I'm chill. Like, maybe it's because I'm a cat. That's what people tell me. Well, that's easy for you because you're a cat.
You're a nerd, right?
You'd be telling me, they're like, you would only chase Catwoman. I'm like, yeah, I probably would. I just hate it. But Catwoman's married, so there's no chance for that. Catwoman is awesome, though.
Yeah.
She's a good character, so I do like Catwoman. She's a really
good
character.
Oh, yeah, I like that character also.
Yeah. She's just magical.
Pretty awesome.
And
with her claws.
I know, right? I like when she pulls up the nails and just, like, scratches guys that are, like, being dumb or, like, they're being violent. Yeah, like in Batman Returns when that one dumb guy was trying to attack that woman and Catwoman kicked his ass and scratched up his face. I was badass. I was like, that's what you get. I was like, yeah, that's
I like the fact that, you know, that her – well, I like the original Catwoman. I mean, I like both of them, but the, you know, the first Batman movie or whatever.
Batman Returns.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that one is like, oh, my God. And, like, when I was little, I didn't like her. Because, you know, I was little. I was a little kid, so I wasn't looking at that. But then when I got older, I was like, wow, she's actually really attractive. But in a respectful way because she's married. But I was like, you know.
Yeah.
When I got older, I was like, wow, Michelle Pfeiffer's, like, really attractive.
Yeah, but I got
to add
to her now. Just joking.
But I'm not, like, being thirsty like these guys that are like, oh, my God, you know, I wish for this and that with her. Like, no, that's respectful because she's married. You guys could be respectful about it. That would be good. And
right?
Yeah. But she was awesome in that movie. Like, I never really noticed it when I was little. I was just kind of like, oh, it's Catwoman. That's cool. But then later I was like, wow, she looked really pretty in that movie. That was a good movie.
You're like, wow, Catwoman.
Yeah,
at first
wow.
I was like, oh, Catwoman. You know, and then after you grew up, you're like, wow.
Wow.
Catwoman.
I watched it again.
Good.
I was like, Catwoman was. I could see why a lot of the guys like this movie. Like, now it makes sense because I thought it was boring as a kid. Well, I didn't think it was boring, but like, I just didn't get why people liked her so much. But then I was like, okay, Catwoman's pretty. Yeah. She was also good in Scarface. Remember Scarface when she told the guy,
oh, yes.
Don't call me baby.
Don't call
I'm
me baby.
I'm not your baby.
Oh, shit. For real.
That totally just sums up, like, all these guys that go up to random girls and be like, hey, baby. Like, that's totally.
Hey, baby.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Don't call me baby. I ain't your baby dog. For real. Like, seriously. Don't
that
call
movie,
me
I,
no, oh, don't call me bae either. Ugh. If for those of you that don't know what bae means, if you actually look it up in the dictionary, it's Danish shit. Now, do you
ew.
Like being called Danish shit? Hey, bae. Calling you poo.
Ew, that's horrible. That's nasty.
I know, right? Like, these girls are like, yeah, my bae. Ooh, my bae. Yeah, your shit, you mean? Your poo? Okay. Somebody tried calling me that. I was like, ew,
really
don't call
queen.
Me that. And plus, like, don't even
that's
go that
like
way.
That's, like, super funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They just made it, like, I never want to hear anyone say that word at all. Like, I'm always going to think about that now.
Real.
Like, oh, she's calling her dude bae. It's like poo. Ew.
She must see him as a pile of poo.
Oh, my God.
Call him bae.
I know. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It's
yeah.
like that word was made up, you know, for lazy people that can't say baby or... are shy
or
to
babe.
Say baby, you know, or babe.
They can't say
so,
the
yeah.
other word. They can't say babe. Just say babe. It's like one extra letter.
Yeah,
know.
But they're too lazy. That's why they just say bae.
Say
know, babe. Forget the rest.
I'd rather just say the whole thing than to call someone poop.
For real, right? Hey, Danny,
sorry,
shit, come man. Here.
So funny.
You remind me of
too
my
funny.
Bae.
Yeah, this just made it. This
that's
is, oh
so
man, this, I learned something new. See, Queen on the show, I didn't even know what they meant by that. Well, that's all.
No,
hey,
really? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know. Cause I never really, I've seen that word, but I didn't know what it meant. I knew it was like abbreviation for babe or baby, right? But it really means the other thing.
No, it's just, you know, it just means Danish shit.
Yeah. But Queen, you know what is good Danish? You have you ever had those Danish like cakes? The I don't know, it's like a cinnamon bun with a swirly sugar on top. They call it a Danish. Those are good. Those
oh man, yeah, those yeah. I'm so up forward to for those, you know, but I don't know about this bay. Mama is like bay.
Like
the rest of the
bae.
Word or what? Nah. Are you drunk? Are you high or something? You can't say the rest?
They're definitely too faded to say it. They just they can't
do you
say
have
babe.
A speech impediment? What's wrong with you? Tell me. Like, why
know,
don't
like,
you just say baby or
to
babe?
They're just like, it's
yeah.
too much work to just say bae. A baby.
Yeah, I'm
or
too
babe.
Lazy to say babe or baby.
Well, even though it's like one extra letter, but you know, this is the generation of laziness where we just sit in a chair and we look at the screen all day and then we order or went to Uber, eats, and they deliver to the door. But later they're going to want, like,
yeah.
a robot to, like, bring
there's
it all the way
country.
To the room. They might as well just have the toilet in the bedroom, too. I mean, what the hell? And have, like,
it's
a
like,
thing
you know,
feeds.
Everyone's going to end up like Wall-E, you know? You know how everyone's going to, like,
a...
you know. Yeah, like Wall-E. For real.
Like a robot
gonna be, everyone's
like going to
be
you.
So overweight. And everyone's going to eat their food out of a straw because they're so lazy and they can't get up and they can't bathe themselves. Oh, the mummy's weak.
No, but Queen,
I can't,
that's what I'm scared
imagine.
Of because lately I've been feeling like I've been getting lazy because ever this quarantine, I've just been kind of like sitting around. I only go out to the store and I told my mom, like, I feel like I'm getting lazy. I need to like move more. So I've been going for walks. I've been going outside. I've been forcing myself to get off
me
the
too.
Computer and just, right? And that's good. So we're telling you guys, get the hell out of the house, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Go work,
take a run.
Work in the garden, go play
sports.
Something, or if you're going to drink
something.
Outside, don't drink in front of the computer. Go outside and drink and enjoy nature and the magic of
oh,
the
yeah.
moon and the trees
yeah.
and the birds and the butterflies and other things like the owls. Remember, Queen, the owl that would appear at night? That also. And, you know, cast some spells once in a while. And when I mean by spells, I'm not saying like to, it's like, what do we do, right? When we write words and we say words, we're spelling. So, like, that's the whole thing. People never get it, right? You cast a spell. Every time you write something, you think it, you say it. We're actually casting spells. And they do change things. Like, people don't believe it, but whatever we think, we write it. We say, that's why I say music has power, poetry has power. It does. And a lot of people don't get that. That's why I say cast a spell.
You can speak things into existence.
Yeah, speak them, write them, sing them. Right. That's why in the old times they had this thing called the magical bards. The bards would write magical songs and sing them, and then that would change the world. And that's what Bone are. Bone are bards. A lot of people don't know that.
Ooh,
they change
Bone.
The world. Yeah, magical. They're like musical magicians. It's what you can talk. You can kind of describe them as. And you know, right, Queen? Yeah, they do. They change the
world.
They're
like like they say, the Guns and Roses of hip hop. You know.
Of hip hop, hell yeah. And yeah. They heal the world. They change the world. And
they're so magical.
They're so magical. Like, yeah, they could heal anybody's soul. Like, you know, and like change the
world.
They're
so awesome.
Yeah, like Bone, we needed Bone back then, but we still need them now. We still have them. And that's why the world's a better place, because of people like Bone, you know, and people like Lord.
I need another beer. Sorry.
Get another beer, Queen. I think we went overtime, so if this runs out, that's what happens. Like, if it kicks us off, you'll know what happened. But we're still on, so I'm just going to let it go until overtime. Yeah, I'm not going to. Really, I wish that this website let us be on for like 3 hours. That's the only thing I like about Anchor, but what I like about this one is that people can call in. Oh, yeah, who was your friend again? The girl you said she wanted to call in? Maybe we could do one tomorrow.
Oh, my friend, our neighbor, Norma, yeah. She wanted to speak her mind on that coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, we can do it tomorrow then. I'll set it up.
Yeah,
and just tell her to call in. And we will get faded.
Definitely.
Or if I don't get faded, then I'll just drink coffee. But I'll be hyper either way.
You'll be good.
We'll be good, yeah. And then I'll say stuff about the corona and the conspiracies, I believe. They're even that I believe,
really?
But I just always think that the news only gives us 5% truth. So that's why I always say, you know, people say,
I
like,
you're giving them too much credit there, Poe.
I know, maybe not even 5%. And I always know there is a political agenda, and political agenda always means there's money behind it. Someone's going to make
money
off of this,
right?
And they don't care if people die. So I'm just keeping it real. And people always say, like, man, you're too smart for your own good. I was like, not that I'm smart, because I studied all this stuff years ago, like over 10 years ago. I studied a lot of conspiracies, and I read about the stuff they were going to try to do and wanted to do, and how they wanted to use the news and people to think a certain way and mind control. I'm like, yeah, but I can't be by
everyone. Everyone should like stop and say, hey, I'm going to think the way I want to think. I'm going to do how I want to do and how I feel it should be done, whatever. You know, yeah, I'll take someone else's opinion, whatever, but you know, I'm myself, me, myself, and I. Like, I don't want to be a follower. I don't want to do things that other people already did or have, you know. Yeah, I mean, I want to do stuff on my own, and I don't want people to be like, oh, my God, you copy so-and-so, or she's doing that because of that person. No, I'm doing whatever the fuck I'm doing because of me, if I want to. You know, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly, Queen. I'm the same way. I just want to do what I do and be original. Like, so. Yeah, the way I'm not because, oh, this guy dresses like this or he painted his hair.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that too.
So he's making $1 million. So I'm going to like sell myself short just because I want that. And I like, to me, no, it's like, I'd rather be me. And if I make it, being me, that's good. And if I don't, either way, I'm going to have a beer. So that's what matters.
For real. And that's all that matters right now. I don't even know
where
my beer is.
They're like, yeah, you really love what you do and you're being true to yourself. Not just, oh, this is
for
a trend.
Real.
And I don't even want to be doing this, but I'm going to do it because, you know, I'm going to make all this money.
I know. Like people that go to work, oh, I hate my job. I hate Mondays.
But
complain
I do
about
make
their
money. Yeah. But they're like, I do it for the money, though. But I hate my life and I hate my job. But they're like, I could do something else that I love and I'll make less money and I'll actually be happy. But that would just be like.
For real.
Yeah.
Hey, being happy is a really, really, really important thing that we should all keep in mind because, oh, my God, being miserable and sad will affect you in the long run, I'm telling you.
Yeah, like me, I'd rather, like, be a podcaster and try to make a living and, like, barely make a living than to do something I really hate or that I feel is fake and make a ton of money and just be like, oh, because this is making me a ton of money, I'm going to be fake and play this
fuck
fake
all that.
Role so that I'll get all the fake money and fake fame and fake friends and fake. I'd rather have real friends, a real life, and like just be true. And yeah, that's more valuable
be real.
Than to have all the sellout fake shit from Hollywood or you know, all this fake fame. It's really fake. I will do a show about that. I think maybe tomorrow we could talk about that too. Matrix. And I feel like a lot of stuff is fake now. Like, we talk about the ethos. That was one thing, but I'm going to write down some notes. I'm going to be like, oh, the nerd. I'll like, have a little clipboard. Like, yeah, that's at this point. But yeah. And we'll try to get crazy on and stuff. That'd be tight. And then, like,
crazy.
Yeah, because I want to get their opinion on it. I have some ideas that I don't think they talked about. I'll be like, yeah, like, he talks about, you know, politics and religion. But I'd be like, how about the youth? What the youth is doing now and how maybe we could, like, give them good advice about.
I know, right? How can we, like, help guide our youth the right way, you know?
Right. To not be lazy or be a hoe or, like, what the world
promotes.
Yeah,
definitely,
you know?
Don't be a Cardi B.
Yeah, don't be a Cardi B. Don't be a lazy hoe. Don't be dumb. Like, if you're smart, don't be ashamed. If you're smart, show the people, show the world how smart you are. That you can read,
right?
That you know stuff. Smart is attractive. That's intelligence.
Yeah,
that's really
exactly.
Attractive.
Oh my God, for real.
Yeah, intelligence, personality, artistic talent, all that cool stuff. But,
looks,
I mean,
are not,
yeah,
always everything, because looks can only get you so far. I mean, what happens when those looks go away? You're,
yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah, but if you have a good personality and you,
yeah,
have intelligence, you could be old and still be making
attractive.
Fantabulous things and doing, yeah, be attractive,
really?
And be fantabulous, where people will be like, wow, this guy is so creative with his stories,
right?
Or his poems,
right?
Or his like shows where he talks about shit. And Queen has,
like,
all
I'm
this
so
knowledge.
Attracted to that person just because of the way they are, you know. I don't care how old,
yeah,
they are. I just really, you
not
know, that
they
person
have,
really
like,
attracts me.
Right, exactly. Not just because this person has, like, muscles on their stomach or whatever. Like, people say that that's
for
attractive. Real. But to me, it's like, whatever. I'll lose weight, but just for my health, because of my heart. But not because I'm,
right,
like, oh, girls are going to like me if I have a six-pack. Like, that's stupid. I'm like, yeah, that's really fake.
Yeah.
Because it's superficial. And like, those people don't really like,
yeah,
you. They're just... they like the image because they think that's cool. So they're attracted to that whole fantasy. And it's,
mm-hmm,
yeah... it's so cool.
My prayers go out to all those people.
Exactly, yeah. It's so awesome, though, that our show is one of the realest, and I hope you guys loved it. We're going to be doing more tomorrow. We'll talk about magical stuff. Let's talk about magic in the Matrix. Yeah.
All right.
And then the Corona. Yeah, let's talk about all that.
I'm really excited with that.
I know. We could really do shows that we could go 3 hours. Like, they were saying, Joe Rogan, how did he do a 3-hour show? And I'm like, me and Quinn been doing that. Like, that's not hard. It's
right?
Like, when you have
got nothing
about,
on us.
I know. I was like, he could do
with
it.
With the hiccups,
we could do it with the hiccups, with the burps, with the shitty faded, with, like, chugging beers. Yeah, and it's still be a good show. Yeah, this show's fantabulous.
Right?
I think we're going to make more fantabulous shows, and the people are going to love it. I think we're going to have, like, one of the realest podcasts, besides Crazies.
For
I think
real.
Truth Talks is one of the realest right now. Joe Rogan's pretty good, too. He talks about all kinds of stuff, but he does have some deep ones, too. So, there's a lot of podcasts I like. Mostly Crazy Bone and Joe Rogan. And Joe Budden's okay. But Crazy Bone, I think, is the best. Joe Budden's okay. But he talks just about celebrity gossip. It's like, yeah, I get it. You talk about stupid people and, like, how, you know, like, Will Smith, his wife cheated on him, but that's just, like, drama. It's like, it's great.
Who cares?
I mean,
you can
wanna,
just let them live,
cares?
And let, if they want to fuck,
yeah,
around, who gives a fuck?
That's what I always tell people. I like Will Smith. I love The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I love Tim and Aladdin, but his personal life
I
is
love
personal
Will Smith
life.
And Jada. I like,
yeah,
both of them. I don't care if,
yeah,
they cheated or not. I don't care. I don't know them personally. They're fucking awesome
people. We don't
know people,
them personally,
and
but we like
they
the
all
stuff
make,
that they
you
make,
know,
right?
No one's perfect. Yeah, people make their mistakes and whatnot, but, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Just fucking let them breathe, goddammit. You know, they
that's
can fix that shit on their own.
Right?
They don't need the media to help.
Right, and Queen, the only reason the media and the podcasters make whole episodes about them is because they just want to make money from the clicks. That's what's,
yeah,
that's the only thing I was saying about this fake shit in the Matrix. Like, me, I have not even really talked about it. I just kind of, like, brought it up because I'm saying about this stuff. But I always tell people, why you got to talk about celebrities just to get clicks? You should be able to just be creative on your own. Like, make it interesting.
For real.
For people, like, what are they going to say today? Right? And that's why.
Right.
Oh, I think we're getting kicked out, Queen. So let's say goodnight to the people. This is Paul and Queen.
Goodnight.
And this has been
see
another episode.
Later.
Goodnight, everyone. Have a magical night, everyone. And this is about to kick us off. But once it does, we want to say goodnight and meow.
Yeah.
And have a very, very magical night, everyone.
Meow. Goodnight.
Good night, everyone. And we're out. Yeah, good night.
Meow.
The cat said meow. Okay, good night, everyone. All right, guys. Good night. I think it's already off. Episode ended. Yeah, it did. Yeah. All right, guys. Good night.